Stephen Colbert urges his audience to vote out cynical cowards in GOP responsible for capital violence. By David Ng on January 7, 2021. CBS's late-night host Stephen Colbert is urging his viewers to vote out Republican politicians whom he claims are responsible for Wednesday's storming of Capitol Hill, singling out Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, as someone who has blood on his hands. His lecture comes just a few months after Kamala Harris went on his show to encourage Black Lives Matter protesters in cities across the country, even though some protesters were engaging in violent acts, including rioting, looting, and arson. In his angry opening monologue Wednesday, the corporate comedian blamed President Donald Trump, Republicans, and Fox News for the violent clashes on Capitol Hill. When all of those Republicans, who, make no mistake, are responsible for what happened today and are running for re-election, let's remember them for who they showed themselves to be today. Cynical cowards who believe the voters should not get to choose who governs this country, he said. Let's hope the voters prove them all wrong. Watch below. The CBS employee also mocked Fox News, claiming without evidence that the network was responsible for Wednesday's clashes. You think maybe years of peddling his, Trump's, conspiracy theories had anything to do with this? He also attacked Senator Hawley as a white supremacist, after the Republican senator was photographed signaling his solidarity to Trump supporters outside the Capitol with a raised fist. It's like black power but the opposite, the comedian said. There really should be a name for that. And obviously he has to keep his fist closed, because if he opened it you'd see all the blood on his hands. In August, Stephen Colbert allowed Kamala Harris to offer encouraging words to Black Lives Matter, despite the swaths of destruction and violence caused by some of those protesters. Everyone beware. They're not gonna stop before Election Day in November. And they're not gonna stop after Election Day, the Democratic politician said. They're not gonna let up and they should not. Colbert didn't push back on her statements or ask any questions about the many acts of violence or rioting. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.